The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
Good morning. Welcome to the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We're located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania, and thanks to the wonders of technology, you can also join us virtually by Zoom. I'm Gail Sayer, today's worship associate, and I want to personally welcome you as we celebrate the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. So wherever you are on your life journey, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, whomever you love, whatever your gender identity or expression, we welcome you into our expanding circle of compassion and caring. And as a gentle reminder, please silence your cell phones so you can be present with us for the next hour. Thank you. And, okay, Butch. Would you like to help me? Thanks. We light this chalice on the brink of a new year, letting go of what has been, open and hopeful for what may come, renewed, restored, ready to live life fully anew. May we move forward with intention. And now Butch will light the peace lamp, and if you would repeat after me and with all the people of the world. May peace be with us and with all the people of the world.
Each second we live is a new and unique moment of the universe, a moment that will never be again and never was before. And what do we teach our children? We teach them that 2 and 2 is 4, and that Paris is the capital of France. When will we also teach them what they are? We should say to them, do you know what you are? You are a marvel. You are unique. In all of the world, there is no other child like you. And look at your body. What a wonder it is. You may become a Shakespeare, a Michelangelo, a Beethoven. You have the capacity for anything. Yes, you are a marvel. And when you grow up, can you then harm another who is like you? A marvel? You must cherish one another. You must work. We all must work to make this world worthy of its children. Shabbat shalom. Good morning and welcome to the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. I'm Reverend Andrew Weber, a minister among ministers, a seeker among seekers, and a teacher among teachers. We are a welcoming congregation, community, a nurturing community dedicated to inspiring spiritual growth and fellowship for adults and children, caring for our environment, promoting social justice and equality in a larger community. And as a community of individuals, we are called, we are charged to make this world worthy of its children. So come, let us do this holy work together. Come, let us worship together. The prelude this morning, if you were here at the very start of service, started with the blowing of the shofar. That's the traditional way to start Rosh Hashanah celebrations. And we continue in our celebration by singing the song we also heard this morning, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom means Sabbath of peace and is a common greeting for the Sabbath, not just Rosh Hashanah, but any Sabbath. We sing it today as Rosh Hashanah starts tonight at sundown. Rosh Hashanah is commonly called the Jewish New Year, literally the head of the year. It's a time for both rejoicing and introspection. And don't worry, the version of the song we're going to sing only has 2 words, Shabbat and Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. So please rise in body or in spirit, and feel free to join in with the video when you feel comfortable, and feel free to move your body and move around, especially as the tempo increases.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Well, you can actually, we have an activity if you want to join in, Cassidy. If you want to do an activity before you go. Before you go, we have an activity, if you want to, okay. It's been said sometimes if you visit a Unitarian Universalist service, you visited one Unitarian Universalist service. Like, and you never know what to expect. This, thank you for engaging with that, for feeling, oh, the music. There's more to come. Thank you, Cassidy, for starting us off. Thank you. And if you're on Zoom, feel free to dance around your house if you weren't already. You can turn the video off if you're self-conscious. We have an activity today, and our activity is adapted from the ceremony of Tashlik. Tashlik means to cast away, and is usually celebrated on the first full day of Rosh Hashanah, which would be tomorrow. It's a ritual of casting away sins, of discarding misdirections, of letting go of mistakes. The observant of Tashlik usually involves visiting a moving body of water and sprinkling in breadcrumbs and letting the breadcrumbs float away and dissolve in the water. The tradition is most often described as throwing away sins, but it can also be seen as letting go of anything that you want to rid yourself of. A habit, weight is fine, yes. A way of thinking, even getting rid of a physical object. It's a time to cast away whatever you carry with yourself, which is heavy on your heart. Whatever is not serving you. Whatever may be holding you back from letting you be your best self. And when we let go, we let space come. We let there be space for healing, for acceptance, and for our best self. So please take a moment to reflect for yourself on something that you want to cast away. Don't worry, you don't have to share this with anyone else. This is your work to do. When you think of a behavior, a thought or a way of being which you want to let go of, which you want to cast away, I invite you to write it or draw a picture or whatever is useful on that piece of paper on your chair. There's a piece of paper and a pencil on your chair when you came in. If you're on Zoom, just find a piece of paper and pencil. It doesn't matter the size or dimensions. This is for you. You can do it now. You can do it later through the service. And when you're ready, reflect on what you're casting away and make a note. And then later today, later this week, cast that paper away. Discard it in whatever fashion or manner feels appropriate to you. Burn it. Put it in the recycling bin. Bury it in your garden. In some fashion, take your paper home with you and then physically cast it away. Prayer from Rabbi Rachel Barenblatt. Here I am again, ready to let go of my mistakes. Help me to release myself from all the ways I've missed the mark. As I cast this bread upon the waters, lift my troubles off my shoulders. Help me to know that last year is over, washed away like crumbs in the current. Open my heart to blessings and gratitude. Renew my soul as the dew renews the grasses. Amen. And we are going to sing the children, or we can just sing anyway, even if no children are leaving right now. That is okay. But we're going to do another traditional Hebrew song, and we'll sing in Hebrew and in English. It's all going to be written up here, not in Hebrew, but in a script that will give you the pronunciation. And it's more than two words, but not many. Shalom Havarim, Shalom Havarim, Shalom Shalom, Lehitrayot, Lehitrayot, Shalom Shalom. It'll be written up here too. And if you just want to sing with the English, that's okay. Please rise in body or in spirit for Shalom Havarim. Shabbat Shalom. Today we celebrate with our Jewish siblings the start of a new year, the start of the high holy days, the days of awe. And hopefully we can take to heart today both the solemnity and the joy of this holiday. I saw the joy already. Of solemnity, as well as time of singing and dancing and laughter. Jewish tradition holds that God inscribes our names and actions in books according to whether those actions are good or bad. This tradition is held also in Christianity in the list of tasks that we have done. And the books hold all of our actions, our faults, our accomplishments, actions we are proud of, and those we are not so proud of. Can you imagine it? Each and everything you ever do written down for all eternity and kept account of, a supernatural ledger for actions, beneficial and not so beneficial. That's a powerful image. This is the book of life, and also the book of death. And some traditions say there's a third book for deeds, not necessarily good or evil, or those that we don't know yet. And at Rosh Hashanah, and for the next 10 days until Yom Kippur, these books are open. The books are open. What has been written can be changed. There is going back, and there's a chance to make up for past missteps. This is the tradition, and for the most part, it's not taken as literally as a giant physical book, but as a way of relating to the unknowable divine and humanity's relationship to that universal. Tonight is the night when the books are open, when that which has been written down can be reflected upon, can be cast away, can be recommitted to. This sounds familiar. I mean, what does our culture, not religion, but our non-religious culture do on January 1st? Right? Every year, we make resolutions, or we're pushed to make resolutions, to promise to give up bad habits, to commit to good habits. There's a very distinct parallel here. The parallel that at the beginning of the year, we are tasked with looking at ourselves and making the changes we want to see in our lives. I like the idea of the book of life being open. I like that idea that there's a time when we have space to forgive. There's a time when we have space to be forgiven. We don't have to be defined by our worst mistake. Yeah, you don't have to be defined by your worst mistake. We don't have to feel less worthy because of an error. That's what that means to me. There's a time for redemption, a time for reconciliation. When we mess up, when we are human, the door is not closed forever. Now, as a Unitarian Universalist, I want to go further. I want to go a little bit further, though. If there is this divine register of all our actions, all our accomplishments, all our missteps, that register would never be closed, in my view. That would never be closed. At Rosh Hashanah, we are given a time for renewal, for reflection, and new beginnings. And I say the time's not just at Rosh Hashanah. Just as you don't have to wait until January 1st to make resolutions, right? Did you know that? That you don't have to wait until that day to make a change in your life? Surprising, yeah. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait until Rosh Hashanah to make changes in your life, to cast away something that you want to let go of, to hold on to something which you want. These dates are merely reminders. They're reminders for us. Reminders that redemption is always possible. And yeah, I'm using a theological term, redemption. Oh, what is redemption? Redemption is coming back into love when harsh words have been spoken. Redemption is knowing in your bones that you are worthy, even when you have hurt others or hurt yourself. Redemption is letting go of past wrongdoings and being able to be loved again. That's the redemption I'm talking about. And that redemption is always, always available. That's the solemn part of today, and that's the joy of today. The solemnness is that we look back on our lives. We take that moment to reflect. We maybe take more moments to reflect because it's hard to do it in just such a quick time. We decide what we want to let go of. We decide where we have erred, where we have sinned, if we use that term, what we might want to change in the book of life. And we can always do that. We can always go back. It's always open. It's never sealed. There's time always to consider that possibility for change, for improvement, for happiness, both as individuals and as a community, too. We wrote down things this morning we want to cast away from our lives. And our living with deep faith can be this continual process of casting away that which we don't want, focusing on that which does help sustain us and our faith and our love. Our faith holds us to living Rosh Hashanah every day, remembering that the book of life is always open. Rosh Hashanah is looking to the past, where we let go of those things that don't serve us, like casting bread upon the waters, as we have written down our sin, our feeling, our action that we want to cast away. But that other part of the new year, that other part of the new year is the joy, the anticipation, the looking forward to what's going to come next. Looking forward for how we want to live, for how we want to be in the world. We continue to live with this possibility of having the book of life open and receiving our offerings. This is where the celebration comes in. This is where we joyfully welcome the new year. We wish for sweetness and prosperity. Ritual is a very powerful thing. And yes, I'm a minister, so that makes sense that I would say that. But ritual is a very, very powerful thing. It's a symbol of maybe a higher, a deeper truth, a symbol which helps us embody and feel a deep action. Casting bread into water isn't getting rid of a past mistake. Writing down something on a piece of paper and taking it home to discard in some fashion isn't actually going to do anything to what we wrote on that paper. But it's that feeling. It's that feeling that ritual puts into it of saying, I'm going to physically do something that physically I can't. How do I let go of something I don't want? You can't physically do that, but this is a ritual which embodies it, which makes it real. The rituals help us internalize the fact that we can move beyond our mistakes, that I can actually let go of this and be done with it. Maybe not that easily, but that's a feeling there. The ritual helps us create the reality that we symbolize. And as such, I have a second ritual which I'm going to invite you into. And don't worry, it'll be after the service, so you're going to have some time. You don't have to do it right now. The second ritual is a joyful, celebratory, anticipatory, and a blessing all at once. And it's with food. So. Food is so rich, and food is enmeshed in so much of our rituals. I mean, we could have a whole service about food and rituals and how we embody our faith through eating and not eating. Oh, don't get me started. It's customary on January 1st. What do you say on January 1st? Happy New Year. On Rosh Hashanah, it's customary to say Shana Tova, which is good year. La Shana Tova would be to a good year. Shana Tova means good year. And this ritual that we're going to do is embodying wishing a good year. It's embodying giving you what I could, what I would if I could. If I were able to give you sweetness for the new year, I would. I can give only what I can, but the ritual is wishing sweetness, is wishing health. Because we can wish and hope for better times. We can also symbolically embody it. And so a tradition on Rosh Hashanah is to share apples with honey as a blessing and as a wish for the new year to be sweet. So I cut up a whole bunch of apples, and they're over there. I cut them up before service. Hopefully they're not too brown, but they're good apples. And a bunch of honey, organic honey. See, about living your faith with what you eat. Oh, it's so deep. It's rich. Organic honey from Lidl down the street. And I invite you, after the announcements, stay for the postlude. It's a good Rosh Hashanah song, sung in a contemporary manner, so I think we'll get a lot out of that. And I'll leave you time. We got lots of time. So stay for that postlude today. Watch it. Engage with it. And then, after the postlude, join in a ritual of offering apples and honey to each other. There are two trays, and I invite you, or platters, and I invite you to take the platter, bring it to someone. I'm going to model with you, Gail. Offer it to them. They can take an apple, dip it in the honey, and eat it, and say, Shana Tova, or Happy New Year. Thank you, Gail. If you don't want to eat an apple or honey, that is okay. That is all right. But you can still receive that blessing. for the new year. The new year starting today, the new year starting tomorrow, always that new year, and always wishing someone a sweet new year, a happy new year. The blessings and the wishes called forth are health, wisdom, good luck, and prosperity. And may it be a year of peace and sweetness to all. Shana Tova and Amen. And as is our custom, when we come together, just as we're doing in this service, we recognize that baggage we bring with us. We look forward with anticipation and with joy. And so at this time, we pause to reflect on what we have brought with us, both the highs and the lows, the amazing and the terrible, that which overflows into this community. So I'll hand it over to John to introduce our matters for the heart and to invite you to come speak.
Okay, we've come to that point in our service where we call matters of the heart. I'll give you the opportunity to share a joy that is lifting you up or a sorrow that is weighing you down. In a minute, we're going to begin the process of sharing. We have folks here in the sanctuary as well as people on Zoom. So we'll begin with those giving those in the sanctuary here an opportunity to come up to the front and share one at a time. And then we'll move on to folks on Zoom, and I will give some instructions for those once we have gotten to that point. Briefly, we're going to have a musical interlude, so you can gather your thoughts here for 45 seconds to a minute or so, and then we will begin with Matters of the Heart here in the sanctuary. At this time, we will bring this time of sharing to a close by singing Spirit of Life. The words will appear up on the screen and on Zoom for everybody at home here in just a second.
Prayer today is by Rabbi Rami Shapiro, and it's called Hineni, which is a Hebrew term meaning here I am. If you remember the story of Noah building the ark, when God said, Noah, he said, here I am, he said, Hineni. So every time when someone's like, here I am, you can say that to a parent, to a loved one, to the Almighty, Hineni. Please pray with me. Here I am, a little bit nervous, a little bit self-conscious. After all, who am I talking to? And what have I done? Am I a sinner in search of grace or a saint seeking salvation? Am I so evil or so good as to warrant this season of introspection? And yet here it is, and here I am, this time of change and correction, this heart of confusion and contrition. Oh, if I could change, if I could be so sure of myself that I no longer had to imagine the slights of others, to be so loving of myself that I no longer had to ration my loving of others, to be so bold with myself that I no longer had to fear the bravery of others. Oh, if I could change, there is so much I would change. Maybe I will, but it scares me so. Maybe I won't, and that should scare me more. But it doesn't. So let me pray just this. Let no one be put to shame because of me. Wouldn't that make this a wonderful year? Hineni, here I am. Amen. Once more, let us rise in body or in spirit and sing together. Our hymn is, Soon the Day Will Arrive.
What were you going to assist me in explaining the chalice?
I will now extinguish the chalice. Actually, Flo will now extinguish the chalice with these words by Amy Zucker Morgenstern. The book of life is open before us. It tells stories of sadness and happiness, despair and hope, stagnation and change, and a peaceful stillness that transcends both. May you be written in the book of life. May you write your own name there in shining ink, stirred together from the tears of the past and the sweet flower essence of the hope for future. May you know who you have been and who you are, and bless your future self with loving, brave intention. Lashona Tova to a good new year.
Shalom Havarim. Goodbye, my friends. Be safe, my friends. Have peace. Have peace. Till we meet again. Till we meet again. Have peace. Have peace. Amen and blessed be.